Thanks for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Clinic's Topic of the Month. Today I'll be discussing diabetes and metabolic syndrome. More than 1 in 10 Americans have diabetes, and 1 in 3 adults in the U.S. have metabolic syndrome. While these conditions are common and related to each other, they're not always well understood. Let's break it down to the basics. First, blood sugar. As your body digests foods, the carbohydrates you consume get converted into a type of fuel called either blood glucose or blood sugar. They're the same thing. Cells can only use this fuel when it's brought inside them by a hormone called insulin. If there's not enough insulin, or if the cells don't respond to the insulin, then they can't access the blood glucose to use it. It then builds up in the blood, where it can damage blood vessels. If blood sugar levels are high enough, this becomes diabetes. Diabetes is dangerous because it increases a person's risk of developing heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, vision problems, erectile dysfunction, nerve issues, and wounds that won't heal. Before someone develops type 2 diabetes, they almost always go through a time when they have what's called prediabetes. This means that their blood sugar is elevated, but not high enough for a diagnosis of full-blown diabetes. The bad news? Because there aren't obvious symptoms, it's possible to have prediabetes and never know it. The good news? Early treatment and moderate lifestyle changes can derail diabetes and get blood sugar levels back into a healthy range. What about gestational diabetes? This is a form of diabetes that occurs during pregnancy, and about 1 in 10 pregnancies are affected. It can be caused by pregnancy hormones making the mother's body resistant to insulin, or if the mother's body isn't able to make or use the insulin that it needs. Gestational diabetes can increase the risk of high blood pressure during pregnancy, having a large baby that needs to be delivered by C-section, or it can cause the baby to be born too early. It can also make type 2 diabetes more likely later on for both mother and baby. Let's talk about the two types of diabetes now. First, type 1 diabetes. In this type of diabetes, the body doesn't produce insulin. For reasons that are still being studied, something happens. Whether it's something genetic, or a viral infection, an autoimmune response, things like that. And then the cells that make insulin are destroyed. This type of diabetes can strike at any age, and unfortunately, there's nothing proactive that can be done to prevent it. Type 2 diabetes. This is the most common form of diabetes. About 37 million people in the U.S. have this type, but 1 in 5 don't realize it. Being undiagnosed or untreated puts someone at greater risk of developing complications. Common indicators of this type are, 1, increased hunger, thirst, fatigue, urination, or infections. 2, very dry skin. And 3, tingling in the hands or feet. Some less common indicators are chronic yeast infections, blurred vision, sexual dysfunction, nausea or constipation, slow healing wounds, skin tags, mood changes, unexplained weight loss, dark patches on the skin of the neck, armpits, or groin, and excess facial hair or acne. If you have any of these symptoms, or if you are overweight are 45 years or older, have siblings or a parent with diabetes, are sedentary, had gestational diabetes. If any of this sounds like you, it's a good idea to get screened for diabetes. Your primary care provider can do that with a simple blood test. Regardless of the type, the treatments for all forms of diabetes are similar. A few tweaks to the diet, increasing the amount of physical activity, and perhaps medication. Small changes can make a big difference. The folks at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic are here to help. Just call us at 218-387-2330 for an appointment with your provider. Now it's time to turn our focus to something called metabolic syndrome. Diabetes and prediabetes aren't the only troublemakers characterized by high blood sugar levels. Metabolic syndrome is a group of conditions that includes high blood sugar and other risky conditions. If these conditions aren't addressed, the person that has them risks developing full-blown diabetes, heart disease, or having a stroke. Up to one-third of U.S. adults have metabolic syndrome. Here's what to watch out for. A fasting blood glucose or blood sugar level greater than 100, or if you need to take glucose-lowering medications. A high-density lipoprotein level, also called HDL, that's less than 40 for men or under 50 for women. A blood pressure of 130 over 85 that's or higher, or if you need to take blood pressure medications. A triglyceride level above 150. And lastly, a waistline of 40 inches or more for men and 35 inches or more for women. Carrying adipose tissue, which is what we also call fat, carrying this around the waist is often the only visible sign of metabolic syndrome. This leads to a good question. Why would it matter where body fat is deposited? Adipose tissue, or body fat, is found in two places: under the skin, called subcutaneous fat, or in the abdomen around the internal organs. This is called visceral fat. Those fat cells don't just sit there and do nothing but make your pants too tight. They're biologically active. In some ways, adipose tissue functions like an organ or a gland. Fat cells pump out hormones and other substances that can profoundly impact the ways in which our bodies work. Excess body fat, especially when it's visceral fat, dumps chemicals and hormones that increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, decrease other cells' sensitivity to insulin, increases blood pressure, harms blood clotting, and increases bad cholesterol while decreasing good cholesterol. The upshot? More visceral fat equals more of what causes metabolic trouble in your body. So is there a way to prevent or reverse prediabetes and metabolic syndrome? Yes. Because they're related, what works for one will work for the other. The bonus? These changes also protect you from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, Alzheimer's, and a host of other conditions that you don't want to have to deal with. So how do we do this? Number one, eat and drink like somebody that already has diabetes to put the brake on actually developing diabetes. While everyone's body is unique, some general guidelines hold true for most people. Consider the diabetes plate method. How do you do this? Easy. Fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables, things like broccoli, green beans, snow peas, grains, squash, tomatoes. Then, fill 1/4 of your plate with lean protein, such as beans, nuts, tofu, eggs, lean cuts of animal protein, that kind of thing. Then fill the last quarter with carbohydrate foods. Whole grains, starchy vegetables, beans. You'll notice they count in two categories, fruit and dairy products. Then choose water or a low-calorie drink, such as tea or coffee, fizzy water, that kind of thing. Number two, move more. Exercise increases fitness levels, preserves muscle mass, and improves sleep and blood glucose control. Even light physical activity wakes your cells up and helps them to use insulin more effectively. Walking is a great place to start. Have you ever heard of non-exercise activity thermogenesis? It's neat. This is the energy that we use when we're not eating, sleeping, or exercising. It's burned in the moving around that we do in our everyday lives. And it adds up to more calories burned and better blood sugar control. And lastly, manage stress and get enough sleep. This can help balance the hormones that increase both blood sugar and hunger. Thank you so much for listening this month. I hope you found it helpful. If you'd like to have access to all the links that I used in writing this, all you have to do is go to our website, www.sawtoothmountainclinic.org. Go to the topic of the month page. There, you'll find our whole library of interesting topics, and each one of those has links that allow you to access the information. While you're there, why not go ahead and subscribe to the topic of the month? That way, the electronic version will show up in your inbox every month. Goodbye for now.